you can make corn sticks. You know, they're pans which you make corn sticks in.
Okay. Okay. God. What do you call the kind of... You fry in deep fat, and sometimes you put onion or a little bit of green peppers.
Fresh peppers.
What?
Fresh peppers.
Okay, I like this. Good. Also, there's another kind that people used to boil in cheesecloth with, like, greens or beans, and then they have it with chicken. I mean, they, you know, mix in some chicken. Okay. What would you call
the... Is that the Jewish type?
The what?
It's not the Jewish type, is it?
I don't know. What is the Jewish type?
They mix something like that and they fix it in with the liquid. They call it a matzah ball.
A what?
The matzah ball. But I think that's maybe cornmeal.
Oh, okay. Just kind of cornbread that you cook in a deep pan and it comes out soft and you dish it out on your plate, you know, like you would mashed potatoes.
Oh, dressing? Like turkey? Dressing for turkey? You know what, a mush. That's what you're talking about, though, is it? That cornmeal mush, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, can you describe it better than I did?
Pizza? Oh, it's the same way. You just cook it in hot water, like you do grits of rice, and just, and a lot of people say, I don't like it.
I've never had it.
But you can. They call it, it's a mush, but you can eat it like you do grits of rice or anything. People used to make it lots.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
Do you like grits?
I love grits.
Oh, I do too. Well, what do you call the stuff that's made out of corn, just like grits is, but you know, they leach the cover off of the corn, and the big kernels of corn about like this.
How many?
Huh?
How many?
Okay, do you like that?
I love it. My father used to make the best. Oh, he used to make the best. You know what he used?
What?
The ashes from the fireplace, you know, using lye, which is supposed to make it, but he uses the ashes from the lye from the fireplace, and that's the same as the lye, but it gives it a much better flavor.
I never heard such
oh,
a
he thing. Just makes delicious. Oh, it was just real good.
You know,
this you buy in cans, no comparison to the kind he used to make. Then he'd soak it, and then you get all that stuff out, but it still had that good flavor from what he made it.
Sounds good. It was
delicious.
Good. You know, I bet I wouldn't like that. I don't like hominy. I like grits, but
I love hominy because I doctor it up. I saute me some onions, some green peppers, some little pork, little red thing, pimentos, and some butter. And then I put that in and simmer, and it's real good. I love it like that.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that
might
sound pretty good. Mother never did anything to it. Put butter on it.
Butter on it, And then little bacon chips, like the breakfast bacon.
Uh-huh.
Put those in there. That's real good.
Uh-huh.
Bacon chips.
Okay, there's really basically two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and there's the kind that you buy at the store and you call that...
Loaves.
Okay, or...
Bakery.
Okay. What would you call a thing that's sweet and it's fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center?
Donut.
Okay. And what would you call it if it was long and kind of twisted?
So many names you can call that. You can call it a coffee cake, or you can call it a cinnamon twist. So many things you can call this twisted.
What's
sweet roll.
What's the difference between a sweet roll and a donut? When you say twisted, what do you mean? You mean like this?
No, you have your twisted roll, the dough. You made it two pieces separate dough, and you twist it. Sometimes you can put a filling in there, and it's you can call it a cinnamon twist, an orange twist, and so many different kind of twists.
Uh-huh, that sounds good. I don't think I've ever had a bunch of different
kinds. But they all consist of something like coffee cake or sweet roll,
is it? Yeah. What is a coffee cake? I mean, what is that made of? Is it different from like a donut? Or?
It's semi-long, but it's made with something like the twist I was telling you about. You use the same kind of stuff on you make it in. Put nuts and different kind of raisins and stuff and twist it up any way you want it and just make it in one solid thing.
Uh-huh.
That's what the coffee cake consists of.
Okay. On a regular donut, what do they use to make it rise?